Terrorhawks, stay on this channel. This is a Christmas emergency.
Okay, so Nicolae Stelzens was, like, you know, dead. There is no doubt whatever about that. The register of his incineration was signed by, you know, like, Will Zelda signed it. So, old Stelzens was as dead as a doornail. Whoa, weird, man. Anyway, that was, like, a while ago, so blah, 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 words. So, you know, Zelda is a mean old witch that lives on Mars, tries to take over the Earth, and it's, like, Christmas Eve, and she was working on her next attack, you know. We'll pick up the scene there.
Young star, you gurgling half-wit! Is the fleet prepared to attack at dawn?
Yes, brother, but we were thinking that maybe we could postpone the attack until Boxing Day.
Whatever for, you buffoon?
Well, it's Christmas Day. We want the day off.
Christmas Day? Bah! Space bug!
Oh, Mummy, don't be upset. I don't want to...
Oh, shut up, you pathetic, snivelling boy. I will postpone the attack if you stay out of my sight.
Yes, Mother.
I shall retire to my quarters.
Merry Christmas!
Bah, space bug.
Ooh, a rather fancier packet of space bugs, actually.
Zelda, like, you know, sat down in her chair when all of a sudden a strange, like, you know, ghostly image appeared in the room.
Who are you? In life, I was your partner, Nicolae Stelzens.
Ex-partner, you naughty boy.
The thing is, old girl, you really need to buck up your ideas and start being nice to people at Christmas time.
You've changed your tone, Nicolae Wickerly.
You will be haunted by three spirits.
Let me guess. Gin, whiskey, and vodka?
No, dear. Ghostly spirits. Expect the first when the bell tolls one. Blimey, that was quick. Cheerio!
Wait, what's happening? Who is that?
Ooh, I am the ghost of Christmas past.
No, you're not. You're that accursed falconer woman who always babbles on about doing the right thing. You are dreadfully tiresome.
I know I am. Rise, Zelda, and walk with me.
If I must.
I have brought you back in time to the first Christmas after you left the planet Guk to conquer the universe.
Ah, back in the days when I was a young ish idealist. Yes.
Your first-built son was enjoying his first Christmas. Look, here he comes now.
Ding-dong merrily on Guk. The Earth is out of luck. Ding-dong merrily on Guk. She doesn't give a Hoot.
Young star, stop that horrible noise.
Mommy, it's Christmas. I'm so excited.
Of course you are. I've even gotten you a little present.
You have? Thank you, Mommy. Where is it?
Take a look under the Christmas tree.
You mean that overgrown thorny bush over there?
Yes, that's right. Look under my bush. You should find a nice surprise.
Were you happy during this time, Zelda?
Yes, but I was even happier about what happened next.
Ouch! 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 Ow! Ow!
Did you find it, my boy?
No, I haven't. There's nothing in your bush except a big, hairy Sprilla.
Merry Christmas, you gurgling half-wit!
Can't you see how cruel you were to your son, playing a joke on him like that?
You mean you didn't think that was funny?
I certainly didn't.
Each to their own, I suppose.
Oh well, I give up then. You'll be visited by the next ghost when the bell tolls.
Bring it on.
Zelda found herself transported back to her bed, awakening in the middle of a prodigiously, like, tough snore. Zelda woke up and the next ghost turned up. Let's keep things moving, yeah?
Right, you horrible old space hag. I won't be having any of your nonsense. I'm the Sergeant Major Ghost, a Christmas present. Come with me.
Look, you metal moron. I won't be taking any orders from you.
I don't have much time. I'm going to say this once and once only.
I beg your pardon?
I said, I'm going to say this once and once only. Oh, you horrible mare, you. If you look out of your window, you will see that the sun has risen on the Martian surface. Come and see the Christmas celebration being had by your most loyal cohorts.
Where are you taking me? These are Youngstar's quarters. I'm not going in there. Not after what I saw last time.
Never mind that. Remember, we are but spirits who cannot be seen or heard.
Zelda and the ghost entered the room to discover a feast was being prepared. Sistar was preparing the food, and all of Zelda's monsters were in attendance.
Now, everyone, settle down. The goose is almost ready, and Young Star and Tiny It Star should be back any minute.
Excellent. I am most looking forward to this delicious meal. I may have to speed up time just so it will cook faster.
Yuri, would you be able to pass me the pigs in blankets? Nothing brings me more joy during this festive season than the warmth of a dead pig wrapped in another part of a dead pig.
Wow, 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 wow.
Thank you. Merry Christmas. Could Shram not make it this year, Sistar?
He said he wanted to get back to the planet Felony this year for a nice, quiet Christmas.
What are they all doing? Enjoying the merriment of Christmas when they should be destroying the Terrorhawks.
Shush, here comes that lad of yours.
Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas, one and all.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas, my precious one. How are you feeling today?
How do you think I feel after being carried around by this cretin all morning?
Now, tiny It Star, you just behave yourself.
Yes, Mummy, I will.
But as soon as Boxing Day arrives, mine uncle will pay the price of his insolence.
Now, tiny It Star, try not to get too overexcited. You're not feeling well, remember?
Oh, yes. I'm moments from death. Allow me to hop to my seat.
I say, Spirit, tell me, will Tiny It Star live?
I sees a vacant seat in the poor chimney corner, and a crutch without an owner, carefully preserved. If these shadows remain unaltered by the future, the child will die.
You're making that up, you blockhead ball.
Quiet, everyone. I wish to propose a toast. A Merry Christmas to us all, my dears. God bless us.
God bless us, everyone.
Except for the despicable Earth scum.
Queen Zelda, the founder of the feast.
Founder of the feast, indeed. She's a mean old witch who makes us celebrate Christmas in secret.
Zelda calls Christmas a space bug, but we all know who the real insect is around here.
She is the most ugly and unsightly being I have ever laid my eyes on after I removed all the mirrors from my quarters.
Arr, and the Terrahawks have defeated her every time.
I have a joke for you all. What's the difference between Zelda and an Aquaphibian?
What?
An Aquaphibian is much better looking.
I've seen enough.
Very well then. It is time for you to meet the ghost of Christmas yet to come.
Oh yes, and who might that be?
Flaming Thunderbolts, Zero, I was about to reach my high score. All right, Zelda, let's get this over with. We're going into the future.
We'll have it your way, clone. But just remember that nothing shocks me.
Expect the unexpected, Zelda. Expect the unexpected.
Where are we now?
Mars. Christmas. 2068.
Mars? This is Mars?
Shut up and listen, Zelda.
This is the voice of Mr. Mike. I know that you can hear me, Mr. Mark. Merry Christmas, Mr. Mike. The survey team have just returned from the far side of Mars. They have recovered an item of interest. We will project it on the viewing screen.
That's just some twisted metal they're displaying, clone. Why are you showing me this?
What is this hideous monstrosity, Mr. Unmark? It came from the site of a battle which took place many decades ago. It would appear to be the body of a robotic creature. The area was devastated by an Earth Defense Organization known as the Terrahawks.
What?
Keep listening, Zelda.
What were the Terrahawks attacking? They defeated an army of invaders from the planet Gak. I went to Gak on holiday once. It was quite nice. Do continue. All trace of the invaders was wiped out in a final attack on their Martian base one Christmas day. Who was the leader of this losing army? Hold on, I wrote the name down somewhere. Let me check my notes. Queen Zelda of Guk. I've never heard of her. Yeah, she must have been a rubbish alien invader.
What is the meaning of this? How dare they speak of me like that? Whose body did they find, clone? Tell me now!
Is there any way of identifying the android body found at the site, Mr. Onmark? We don't know, Mr. Onmark. All we know is that it was a female with grey hair in desperate need of some conditioner and skin that looked like a tea bag left out in the sun.
That could be anybody. They can't mean me. I have the skin of an angel.
Oh, come on, Zelda. It's obvious, you old hag. We defeated you, and everyone in the future has forgotten that you even existed.
What can I do, clone? How can I change my ways to ensure these events do not come to pass?
I think you should have worked that one out by now, Zelda.
Of course! I will honor Christmas in my cold android heart and try to keep it all the year. I will live in the past, the present, and the future, and I will use it to annihilate the Terrorhawks!
Right, hey, and with that, Zelda was, you know, transported back to bed. The bed was her own, the room was her own, best and light, happiest of all, the time before her was her own to make amends in.
What shall I do? I need to embrace the three spirits of Christmas in order to destroy the Terrorhawks. Wait, I have an idea. Young Star, you gurgling half-wit, get in here now.
Hello, Mother. It's Christmas Day. Happy Christmas.
And a happy Christmas to you, my boy.
Oh, thank you, Mother.
I want you to find me the biggest turkey you can carry.
The biggest turkey?
Yes. We will send it to the Terrorhawks. It'll be twice the size of one of those demented Zeroid things.
You want to send the Terrorhawks a turkey for Christmas?
Yes, yes, now get on with it.
Yes, Mother.
Oh, my precious one.
Yeah, my grandmother.
We're going to need a batch of your finest poison. You and I have a turkey to stuff.
Of Christmas past. Whoops, I broke my microphone.
You and I have a turkey. Last line and I fucked it up.